Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Friday, April the 10th, coming up. Help is being offered to parents following the closure of a school in Ramsgate.
We've made sure that our admissions team are available. We've made sure that we can run tours. We can talk to families over the weekend. Often that'll be the moment that families can be together to work out next steps, to work out options.
It's 3 years since a huge landslip closed a busy road in North Kent.
All I can guarantee is that we are doing our utmost to make sure we can get the funding, but I cannot guarantee that funding will come, because that's the reality we live in.
And a fan favourite is staying at Priestfield.
It's not been the season that we wanted it to be, but yeah, on a personal level, I feel like I've obviously had a better season than last year. Still loads of room for improvement. But yeah, obviously happy to get next year done and I'm ready to go again in the summer.
But first, former partners of a carer from Sittingbourne whose lies sent an innocent man to prison have spoken of their own ordeals after she was jailed. Lauren Kinraid made false allegations against a 71-year-old cancer patient she was meant to be looking after. Her victim was arrested and spent 3 months in jail as a result of her claims. Well, last month, 35-year-old Kinraid from Pembury Court admitted perverting the course of justice and was sentenced to 4 years behind bars. Following her sentencing, other victims got in contact with Kent Online to share their stories. Among them was Henry Hilden, who started dating Kinraid in 2024. Within months, he ended up being arrested on suspicion of harassment and coercive and controlling behaviour. At around the same time, police had started to investigate Kinraid and her lies were exposed. But Mr. Hilden says it's had a huge impact on his life.
I'm very sceptical. I joke around, I'm only 31, nearly 32, but I shouldn't be the cynical old man just yet. That's what it's made me. It's made me cynical. It's made me question everything. If I start liking another girl, I'm like, is she a nut job? It's really not my confidence and my self-esteem. I just don't know how to describe it. It's made me into a recluse. When I'm not working, I'm indoors. I don't go out, really. My family, they're pretty good. They're trying to get me out, so we found concerts and stuff like that. And they know I want to go see these people, so they make me take them. And then, because they can't plan anything, I have to plan it. So it takes my mind away from it. So they're very smart and they know how to work, mate, get me working. But on the day-to-day, if I'm not working, I'm in my room. I don't do much. It's crazy how I can go from being outdoors all day, either fishing or... I was doing white-collar MMA charities. And I can't even do that anymore. That's not just a mental thing, though. I have got physical reasons why I struggle with it at the minute. I just can't train. I don't take the dog for a walk. I just sit in my room whenever I'm not working. And it's quite sad that my life has come to that. I won't go shopping on my own. I've always got a witness with me. So if I bump into her, I can't bump into her, but if I bumped into her or anything, I had a witness there to say, no, like, this doesn't happen. Which I think is quite sad. I think you shouldn't have to go around in life with a tag along to be a witness. Yeah, thinking about it, I try not to. And her being sentenced, it's a weird feeling. It's like weight's been lifted, but at the same time, it's, I don't know, there's, it's like it feels like another trick. That makes sense. It's hard.
Henry was speaking to our reporter Ellie Simmons, who's written a special report that you can read in full today at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories, and a woman's died in hospital more than a week after a crash in Kent, which also killed her husband and 3-year-old daughter. They'd been travelling on a pony and trap which collided with a tipper truck on the A228 in East Peckham last Wednesday. A 29-year-old man arrested in connection with the crash has been released on bail. Two men have been arrested after armed police were called to a shop in Sevenoaks. There were reports of a disturbance on Seal Road yesterday afternoon. Officers seized a machete and drugs after searching a nearby property. A burglar who used a hire car when he targeted homes in Medway has been jailed for 3 years and 9 months. Gavin Lawless smashed his way into properties in Raynham, Cliff, Rochester and Gillingham in January before stealing jewellery and cash. The 47-year-old from 4th Avenue was linked to the crimes thanks to the vehicle's tracking data. Now, help is being offered to hundreds of parents who are scrambling to find somewhere for their children to go after the Easter break following the closure of a private school in Ramsgate. St Lawrence College has been struggling financially and recently abandoned plans to merge with another school, Dover College. Almost 170 members of staff have also lost their jobs. Well, I've been getting reaction from Phil Tattershall King, who's the headmaster of Dover College.
First of all, you've got to acknowledge that as a parent, this is some of the worst timing. You don't want to be away enjoying your Easter break and then to discover this news. And I'm sure that it would have been an incredibly difficult decision for the whole team at St Lawrence to do it. Where we can position ourselves now is just to help. We've made sure that our admissions team are available. We've made sure that we can run tours. We can talk to families over the weekend. Often that will be the moment that families can be together to work out next steps, to work out options. And same as before the merger, we can offer a really amazing education for those families. Now, that will be it'll be difficult, won't it? Because it will be anathema to even to think about this during the Easter. So again, you know, I'm aware of the complexity of what people are going through. At the same time, we can offer that education through next term. We know the examples that are being taught. We are working closely with the St Lawrence team. And actually, the core subjects align. We can make sure that other subject options align. We'll make sure that there's a uniform starter pack available to anyone that signs up with us. We'll make sure that there's a bus journey that's set up between Ramsgate and Dover, because we've done a lot of that planning before. You know, we've been very careful in our consideration. So a lot of that work is there. And so that we're on hand for a safe haven for those pupils and those families, albeit in a horrible situation.
Yeah, I mean, how disruptive either way is this going to be, Phil, particularly for maybe those younger pupils who've perhaps only just started school? Because let's not forget, this goes from nursery right through to A-level. It's a relatively small school as well. So they're not going to be with hundreds of other people. They wouldn't have been at a huge school. I mean, how disorientating, disconcerting is this going to be for those youngsters?
Hugely. And it will be disconcerting in different ways. So, for example, non-neurotypical students will approach this news differently. We've got a very strong pastoral team. We work with students with all sorts of different learning styles and needs, and we're happy to do so. So every child will be different. Some will be hugely rocked by this in significant ways, and will need that time and energy and care from families and from schools providing opportunities for them going forwards.
Kent Online reports.
Friends and family of a teenager who was stabbed to death in Whitstable are due to release balloons in his memory later. Ashton Harrington was found in Belmont Road in the town in the early hours of Good Friday, and a murder investigation is underway. A crowd's expected to gather at Victoria Recreation Ground in Canterbury at 6 this evening. £5,000 worth of damage has been caused to a bar in Folkestone just days after it opened. CCTV footage shows a person throwing a rock through the window of Ronnie's and Rita's on Church Street in the early hours of Sunday. The business had welcomed its first customers just 3 days earlier. Police have confirmed an investigation's underway. Two burglars from East London have been jailed following a high-speed police chase on the Thanet Way. Officers were pursuing a Porsche which had been stolen from a property in Birchington in January. The car crashed into a Tesla and the men tried to run away through woodland. Footage has been released of the moment they were caught.
I saw something come off there. It might be heavily damaged, so stand by.
Yeah, mate, I think that's
going to be it.
Decam.
Yeah, look on here. Fourth mission, decam.
Make sure the dog! Stay where you are! Praise the officer! Stay down!
You're under arrest for failing to stop a burglary.
You do not exercise anything, we may have your defence. If you do not mention one question, something you later on in court, anything you do say. You're under arrest for failing to stop a burglary.
Police also recovered stolen jewellery, which was returned to its owner along with the Porsche. 35-year-old Sean Cloak from Lark Row in Hackney has been locked up for 26 months. Rio Cox, who's 22, and from Guerin Square in Bow, has been given a 24-month sentence.
Kent Online reports.
A meeting's been held to discuss plans to repair and reopen a road in North Kent 3 years after a major landslip. Residents in Swanscombe say they're fed up with traffic diverting and causing disruption following the closure of Galley Hill Road. Well, Dartford MP Jim Dixon says hope is on the horizon.
Well, we were in a situation a year ago where there was no money on the table to fix Galley Hill Road. We now have a fund we can bid into. I'm very confident that when that fund is announced, that Galley Hill road and the need to repair it will be absolutely four square within the criteria. We need then Kent to get a really strong bid in. We need to the money to come through as quickly as possible. We need to get works underway.
It's expected to cost around £50 million. We can also hear now from Toby Howe, who's from KCC Highways.
There's no certainty. And so, like I say, guarantee is a very strong word. All I can guarantee is that we are doing our utmost to make sure we can get the funding. But I cannot guarantee that funding will come, because that's the reality we live in.
And as we mentioned, residents in Swanscombe have been disrupted by traffic being diverted. Quite a number of them were at the meeting.
They're not doing anything. They just come and talk. So I don't know when it's going to happen. It's really terrible every single day.
Nothing's changed, if I'm honest with you. It's still the same. Every year we come to these meetings, and every year there's promises made and people pushing the blame to each other. Nothing changes. We're still in the same situation 3 years on.
Elsewhere, progress on a huge housing development in Kent has been described as painfully slow as we reach 10 years since the idea was first suggested. When it is complete, Otterpool Park near Hythe will include 10,000 properties. So far, not a single brick has been laid, but council leader Jim Martin is hoping a collaboration with Homes England will see building work get underway. A couple from Sevenoaks have started fundraising for potentially life-saving treatment after their daughter was diagnosed with childhood dementia. Emily and Gus Forrester discovered 2-year-old Lenny has the condition after a relative going through IVF was found to be a carrier of the rare Sanfilippo syndrome. They need £500,000 for experimental treatment in America. Plans have been put forward for a new shopping village near Canterbury. The owners of Badgers Hill Farm in Chilham want to convert a 2-acre plot next to their existing site, which is currently used as an overflow car park. They're considering having a small number of retail units, which could include things like a vet's, fish and chip shop, hair salon and dog grooming parlour. And finally, Mimi Webb's told us she's already working on a third album. The Canterbury-born singer is back in the studio after only just releasing the deluxe edition of Confessions, an unexpected turn of events. It includes 5 new tracks, including Ends in Y, which sees her riding a horse in the video, and Mimi was on the hit list with Jack on our sister radio station KMFM last night.
The one that caught my attention first, obviously, was the one that went a bit country.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Did you want to do that? Did you know that was coming?
We actually just wrote, so we wrote Ends in Y and That Girl, Supernatural, honestly didn't even have any country references. Like, it just kind of, it really naturally went into that. I'm like a proper equestrian horse riding girl.
Are you?
Yeah, so it was really quite fun when it got to the aesthetic of the song and doing the music video. I was like, great, I can literally just do what I love to do outside of music. So it was really nice to kind of mix those two worlds together. So I thought it was quite fun to play with that. And again, just another way of showing who I am and introducing myself to people, just like introducing another side to me.
You can hear the chat in full by heading to kmfm.co.uk.
Kent Online Sports.
Football now, and Gillingham have extended the contract of fan favourite Bradley Dack. The 32-year-old will be staying until the end of next season and has been speaking to the club's media team.
Really happy to... Obviously, the club have extended my contract for another year. It's not been the season that we wanted it to be, but yeah, on a personal level, I feel like I've obviously had a better season than last year. Still loads of room for improvement. But yeah, obviously happy to get next year done and ready to go again in the summer.
You came here for a reason. You wanted to achieve success here at Gillingham. Is there a little bit of unfinished business for you?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I thought it had happened last year. Again, thought it had happened this year. So, yeah, really disappointing couple of years for the whole club in general. Listen, we know that as players and staff and the fans know that the club obviously shouldn't be at this level. It feels like we kind of missed an opportunity this year. Really excited, but also with a feeling of, like, want to put that right next season.
Now the Gills are travelling to promotion chasing Salford City this weekend. It follows a pretty decent Easter weekend, which saw them pick up a point at Walsall before securing a victory at home to Accrington Stanley. We can hear now from manager Gareth Ainsworth.
Monday's performance, I thought, was really solid. You know, we didn't have a shot to face on target, and that's something special for your defenders. But the way we broke midfield up and then the way we attacked with that front four was clinical and very exciting, and that's how I want to be. I've always said I want to put it on teams with Gillingham. I want to do that, and that's my style, and hopefully we can keep doing that. But really nice, and we know we've got some tough games coming up now in Salford and Grimsby, Barnet, you know, and then Cheltenham and Shrewsbury are both below us. They're all tough games. There's the League Two. It's a respectful division to be in, but yeah, very similar time of the year that we played Salford last year, actually. We were just talking about that. One of my first few games away, and it comes up on the fixtures again. So, yeah, the next one is Salford, and we're looking forward to that now.
Yeah, long journey. Obviously, they've got promotion aspirations of their own. What type of game are you expecting? Are you expecting to come out the blocks and just come flying, or do you think...
I don't think anyone's going to be surprised to say how my team's playing, how my teams are. You know, we're never going to stop scrapping and trying. Salford have got some quality. They've spent quite a bit of money in the window to bring a striker in and a couple of other people. They've got some talented youngsters. They've actually changed shape for the last few games, which was something we'll have a look at and see what Carl's going to do against us. But they've been a solid top six outfit all season, really. And it's no surprise to see them in the playoffs. They look like they're going to finish in the playoffs or automatics. And we want to say in that on Saturday, we want to try and take all 3 points. I've always said my target now is to beat last year's total, and that was 56 points. So 7 points more would equal that. I want that, you know, and I don't see any reason why we can't get that.
The Jills are currently 17th in the League Two table. You'll be able to follow the match action tomorrow at Kent Online, and we'll have full reaction to the result in Monday's episode of the podcast. And in cricket, Kent get their first home game in the County Championship underway today. They're welcoming Northamptonshire to Canterbury. It follows their first match at Durham, which ended in a draw. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. Whilst you're on the site today, don't forget to check out the very latest review from our secret drinker. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll be back with the podcast on Monday.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.